Voting in the presidential election is over, but it seems the waiting has just begun. Absentee ballots still trickling into Florida from foreign countries could decide which candidate gets the state's Electoral College delegates. This year, every vote really did count, which is why commentator Jay Jennings might be giving his parents a hard time at the Thanksgiving table this year.
The memory is indelibly etched in my mind. Dad had stopped our clunker of a car beside a big pile of red, yellow, and orange leaves on the side of the road and was concerned that the old Buick might not make it to our destination. It was November 1968. My family was traveling from our new house in Rhode Island back to our hometown in Connecticut. Mom and Dad were registered to vote in Hartford but had not changed their address. My father was an ardent Nixon supporter who believed in the noble cause being pursued in Vietnam. "By God, I'm going to do my part to see Nixon becomes president," he exclaimed, and piled us back into the car to continue the journey to the voting booth. We made it without incident. Mom and Dad voted, and I had my first real glimpse of civic responsibility in action. And Nixon squeaked by Humphrey to make it to the White House. A few years later, when I turned 18, I was a plebe at West Point and dutifully registered to vote by absentee ballot. As the years went by, I cast my ballots from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Fort Rucker, Alabama, Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, Fort Benning, Georgia, Camp Stanley, Korea, and Tuzla, Bosnia-Herzegovina. This year, when I took a job in Western Kentucky, I registered to vote and actually went to a booth for the first time. My parents retired 5 years ago, sold the house and bought a travel trailer. They spend their summers in Vermont and migrate southward for the winter. 2 weeks ago, I sent them an email inviting them for Thanksgiving. At the end of the message, I jokingly typed, "I hope you've registered to vote absentee. If George Bush loses by 2 votes, you'll be on the receiving end of my icy stares over the turkey." They accepted the invitation, but kidded back that there might be some ice in the air. They weren't registered. In any other election year, this would be nothing more than family banter, but this year, things are very different. Though Mom and Dad now live a nomadic existence, their official home is in Florida. But for some reason, they haven't registered to vote or use absentee ballots. As the events of the last few days demonstrate, their 2 votes would have been even more valuable than they were in the hotly contested 1968 presidential race. If Governor Bush ultimately loses this election, Thanksgiving at our house could be a rather chilly affair.
Jay Jennings is a quality control and safety manager based in Kentucky.